Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. Now, for years, we've been hearing about the efficiency, power, and overhead advantages of 48-volt architectures for the automotive industry. From a 42-volt architecture about 20 years ago, which never really caught on, to the 48-volt today, and with EVs thriving like never before and a number of government and self-imposed deadlines for switching over completely to zero-emission vehicles, 48 volts is suddenly on the tip of everyone's tongue. And on the line to discuss that is Aditya Ambardarf, the BU Manager Switching Power from Diodes Incorporated. So Aditya, thanks for joining us. And let's start with this. I touched on this in the intro a bit, but perhaps you can go into some more detail. You know, why is there interest in 48 volts now? How do 48 volt systems benefit hybrid and electric vehicles specifically?
Thanks for having me, Jason. The 48 volts battery has been around for some time, helping improve efficiency in mild hybrid electric vehicles, we call MHEVs. And we are seeing the use of 48 volts accelerate due to higher current electrical demanding applications in MHEVs, battery electric vehicles, and hybrid electric vehicles as well. In a typical MHEV system, the 48 volts battery and its use with the most powerful integrated starter generator enables an internal combustion engine vehicle to recover energy when braking, which helps emissions and can be used to improve performance in the car as well. An additional growing benefit is that higher power heaters and motors can be more efficiently driven from this 48 volts rail or battery, with comparatively much reduced wire harness versus a 12-volt system. So this reduces both weight and cost.
Okay, you mentioned a wire harness. You know, how does moving to the 48-volt architecture specifically help reduce the wire harness?
Well, switching from 12 volts to a 48-volt system reduces the current draw. For example, the power consumption in full operation can peak about 800 watts. Remember that power equals voltage into current, voltage multiplied by current. With 12 volts architecture, the current draw is around 67 ampere for a 800 watt system. But for a 48 volts architecture, this drops to about 17 amps, which is about 1/4. As the 48 volts architecture current is smaller, your I square R losses, what we call power losses due to resistance in the power delivery system, can in theory be reduced by a factor of 16. So that's a huge advantage in terms of power efficiency for a 48 volt system. The power cables or wire harnesses used in vehicles are actually sized based on the current carrying capacity. So reduction of current by 1/4 reduces the wire gauge being used and thus reduces the cost and waste of the weight of the harness. So what's happening is this 48 volts is coincidental with the other architecture change that's happening, what we call zonal architecture concept. Well, this idea here is to group power distribution, communication, and load actuation based on location, not function. So a practical result is less wiring and more efficient use of space. So if you add 48 volts rail to that zonal architecture change, you get a significant reduction in wire gauge, which leads to lighter and more cost-effective harness. Furthermore, you'll see that it's reducing the overall weight of the car as well and making it more efficient while operating.
Interesting. Now, we've talked about the benefits. So are there any challenges in implementing 48-volt systems? You know, why aren't they more widespread just yet anyway?
Great question, yeah. Well, 12-volt system has been around since, I believe, mid-1950s now. It's about 70 years plus. So the overall shift to mild hybrid vehicles and hybrid vehicles will take some time, yeah. So switching to 48 volts would require redesigning of many components like connectors and semiconductor devices for higher voltage. There are still some room for the 12 volt system, don't get me wrong. They're still going to be used because there are many systems within the vehicle which consume much lower power and may not draw all the benefits of 48 volts. For designing, one of the biggest challenge is managing transient voltage with 48 volts. Moving from 12 volts to 48 volts increases the risk of transient events due to their higher voltage amplitude. And we need to make sure the system can handle them safely. There are also issues related to creepage and clearance requirements, and of course, the cost of implementing the necessary components. Depending on customer requirements, high voltage tolerant devices from 60 volts to 100 volts are being selected for some of our products like DC-DC buck and high side switches. The other design challenge that happens with this is, and that's true for any electrical system, is EMI, electromagnetic interference, which is a big issue as well. So while designing such systems, one must look at the system as a whole and make sure EMI issues are handled adequately. For automotive applications, ISO 25 is a standard one must adhere to. These are very various classes, class 4 and class 5, and we at Diodes provide both reference designs for these CISPR class 5 kind of requirements so that, our customers can, you know, kickstart their design quickly. The other consideration is thermal management. In general, high voltage conversions also mean that the difference between input and output voltage can be high, which leads to relatively higher power losses and heat dissipation. This is usually solved with a lower on-chip component resistance for these semiconductor components we are making, and using the power packages, which are better at dissipating the thermals on the package. So we often share some recommendations for our customers to manage this thermal dissipation better with the layout and things like that, to kind of alleviate some of these challenges for the move to 48 volts.
All right, Adidio, before I let you go, and you mentioned your customers, so what's Diodes' stake in all this? You know, do they have any upcoming products or innovations in this space?
Yeah, Diodes can cover the entire power tree, right from battery connection to point of load where power is required for, say, powering an SoC, sensor, etc. on the board. So we support our customers both with discrete and analog products like transient voltage suppressor devices that connect right at the point of battery connection. Then in the power tree, you have a reverse protection device typically used to help protect the rest of the system from accidental mistakes with positive and negative terminal connectors. For reverse voltage polarity protection, that we call RVP, Diodes has a range of high-performance rectifiers. We have a family of HDR, TH devices, as well as its ideal diode controllers, such as AP74700AQ device used in conjunction with our 80 volts and 100 volts N-channel MOSFETs, which are DMTH, ATEX family. They provide extremely low loss optimized reverse voltage protection solutions. We also have, after that, usually we have a DC-DC devices in the power tree. Diodes Incorporated has a whole portfolio of high voltage 60 volts and 100 volts DC-DC converters, such as AP66200Q and 300Q devices, which are 3 ampere and 2 ampere point of load capability. We are also releasing AP6A family, which is going to be 100 volts point of load with currents up to 3.5 amperes. And we are also releasing high voltage DC-DC controllers, which with external use of external MOSFETs can provide currents, you know, more than 50 amperes for the solution. So when we release all these new products, we release them with a lot of collateral, a lot of information for our customers to support their design needs. We have evaluation boards, and we also give them ideal design layout guidances as well for our customers. We also have special reference designs with user guides on our website for DC-DC controller and ideal diode controllers that comply with CISPR 25 class 5 limits. It's available on diodes.com. For example, we have DDD103 reference design with a protection plus minus 60 volts for reverse battery protection and DC-DC buck converters, which can support 60 volts input and 3 ampere output. So we have a lot of collateral which we provide and reference designs we provide for our customers to ease their design for this 48 volts and higher voltage architectures.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Aditya. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.